Tonight's daf is daf Yutes. So we got to the bottom of Yud Ches. I mean, B is the very last line. The Gemara says, Amar Rava Bar Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bikurim Me'emasai Mechayvim Aleim. Says Rashi, Me'emasai Mechayvim Aleim Misa Zar Ha'ochon. Kohen is supposed to eat the Bikurim. If a Zar, a non-Kohen, eats the Bikurim, he's Chayv Misa. So at what point does the Bikurim have a Chayv Misa for a Zar? The Gemara answers, Mishiru Pnei Abayis. Once they bring the Bikurim into the base of Mikdash and it sees the Azara, so at that point there's a Itzer and a Chiv Misa and a Zar to eat them. Come on, who holds this way? Kiyai Tana, like the following Tana, the Sani Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Bikurim Miktsasan Bechutz Miktsasan Bifnim. Let's say you have the basket of Bikurim, then some of the Bikurim, some of the fruit are inside the base of Mikdash, some of them are still outside the base of Mikdash. She Bechutz Harehein Bechulim, Kichulim. The fruit that is still outside is considered chulim. Anybody may eat it. And shebifnim, those fruits that are inside harein kehekdesh lechol devrem are considered hekdesh. And then would be aser b'chiyav misa. So we see there, but when you bring the fruits bifnim, that's when there's a chiyav misa for a zar to eat these bikurim. Amar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says bikurim hanacha ma'keves behen kriya ein ma'keves behen. He holds hanacha is ma'keves. If you don't do the hanacha, we clarified yesterday that the kohen does the hanacha thanks to Akiva. The kohen does the hanacha on the northwestern part of the mizbeach, and so that's ma'keves. The kriya is not ma'keves. Kiman, who holds that way? Ki hai tana the tana he. So the following tana desanya. Rabbi Yosi Omer Shlosha Dvar Mishum Shlosha Zekenim. He said three things that he heard in the name of three Zekenim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yachal Yale Adam Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh Bishlaim Biyochalanu. One might think that maybe Bizman Hazeh, even though there is no Beis Hamikdash and the Yushlaim isn't necessarily rebuilt, so there's a mitzvah to bring Maisa Sheni and eat it within what would have been the borders of Yushlaim. Vidinhu, and the response is there's a Kavachomer that one should not. Bechor ton havas makom, u'maiser sheni ton havas makom. Not quite a kavachomer, but at least there's a svar that's being used here. So both bikurim, rather bechor, a bechor, the first behemah Torah, and a maiser sheni, they both require havas makom, bringing them to Yerushalayim. Ma bechor einu elo b'fnei habayis, just like a bechor, everyone agrees, is only a mitzvah b'zman habayis. Af maiser einu elo b'fnei habayis. So too, even the maiser sheni has to be in a Yerushalayim, if the Beis HaMikdash is in there, so then there is no mitzvah of bringing Maaser Sheni to the borders of Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara says, you can't really learn Maaser Sheni from Bechor, because Ma Bechor, Shekein Taun Matan Damim Ve'emurim Lagavim Mizbech. The Bechor, the Behemah Torah. The Behemah Torah is brought on the Mizbech. The blood sprinkled, the different parts are brought on the actual Mizbech. So you're not going to learn, as opposed to say, maybe that's why Bechor is taller in the Beis HaMikdash, it's taller in the Mizbech. That's why if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah of Bechor. But Ma'aseh Sheni has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So it's sensible to say that there still is a mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni b'zman hazeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Bikurim Yochichu. Bikurim Yochichu, because Bikurim is fruit. There obviously is no blood or any parts that are going on the Mizbeach. And yet, b'zman hazeh, there's no mitzvah of Bikurim b'zman hazeh. So we see that just like Bikurim now has no mitzvah b'zman hazeh, so to Bechor, there is no mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Mar says you can't bring the raya from Bikurim either, because Mali Bikurim shekein tun in hanacha. As we just said in the beginning, that Bikurim, the mitzvah is that a kohen places it on the Mizbeach. So Bikurim is talay on the Mizbeach, it's talay in the Beis HaMikdash. So it makes sense that b'zman hazeh, there is no mitzvah Bikurim. But Ma'aseh Sheni has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, so maybe there should be a mitzvah of eating Ma'aseh Sheni b'zman hazeh in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Tamalomar v'chalta l'fnei Hashem elokecha, and the entire pasuk is b'makom ha'sheyivchar l'shaken shuvan shmam. You're supposed to eat the ma'aseh sheni in that place where Hashem rests. Masa degancha tiroshcha v'tzarcha uvecharos bikurecha. In the same pasuk it says ma'aser and bechor. So the Gemara says makish ma'aser lebechor. Ma bechor einu ela l'fnei habayis. Just like everyone agrees, there's no mitzvah of bechor unless the Beis HaMikdash is built because you need the mizbeach. So af, so too through this hekesh ma'aser. So too, Ma'aser is only brought when the Beis HaMikdash is up.
In general, we say L'fnei Hashem. We know that there wasn't the Shechinah and Ba'aseh Sheni. How do you deal with that? Like, in other words, L'fnei Hashem just means that there's a bias, even in the absence of Shechinah.
Yeah. So the Gemara now says, V'im Isa, if it's true, that what? Remember, we're trying to bring this, it's supposed to be a raya for Rav Sheshes' opinion, that Bikurim, that Hanach is Ma'keves and Kriya is not. So the Gemara says, if it's really true, Lifroch Mali Bikurim Shekain Tun and Kriya of Hanach. When the Gemara is trying to learn Ma'isa Sheni from Bikurim, it asks the question, well, Bikurim has this Chumra that it requires Hanach. So why didn't it mention Kriya as well there? From the fact that it didn't mention Kriya in that rejection, tells us that the Kriya is not Ma'keves. And that's the Tana that Rav Sheshit holds, like that Hanach is Ma'keves, that's why he mentioned Hanach by Bikurim, but Kriya is not Ma'keves, and that's why he was left off the list. So Amar Rav Sheshit, Rav Sheshit responds back, Nhidi kuva leka mitzvah mileka. I say it's not Ma'akev if you don't do a Kriya, but there certainly is a mitzvah, lechachila to recite to the Mikra Bikurim, it's not Ma'akev if you don't. And Lema, so the Gemara should have said, mitzvah v'lifrach. It should have asked anyways, from Hanacha and Kriya as well. Whether it's a mitzvah l'chachil only, or whether it's even me'akeves, it should have been on the list. It should have asked the question, ma'al bikurim, shikain Hanacha, Kriya. So therefore, what's going on here? So Ela Amar Rav Sheshit says, the reason why they didn't ask the question of Kriya by bikurim, that's a chumra that bikurim has, is because kevin dika bikurei hager debay l'meimar asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu. As part of the passage that's stated when bringing Bikurim is that you, it's Hashem, Hashem Nishba, Hashem Lo Sinu, Hashem promised to the fathers to give the land. Below Matzi Amar. So the Ger can't say this because his fathers didn't give him any land. He wasn't from the Avos, he's a Ger. So since he can't recite that, so the Gemara says, below Matzi Amar, lo psikale. Since not every situation, not every mitzvah Bikurim requires Kriya, they left it off the list. Now every mitzvah Bikurim does require Hanacha, so that's why they asked the question from Hanacha. But since some individuals can't say the Kriya, they didn't want to ask any questions from Kriya Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim, because it wasn't across the board. So then the Gemara says, fine. V'lahadir dina v'teisa b'matzad. So right now, in terms of, we had this pasuk, we're trying to figure out how you know you can't eat ma'isa sheni, why we don't have a mitzvah b'zman hazeh ma'isa sheni. So Gemara tried learning from Bikurim and rejected that. Tried learning from Bechor, rejected that, and ended up bringing a hekesh. So Gemara wants to know, why did you need that hekesh? Why did you need a gzer sakasiv? You could have learned from Bechor and Bikurim, bring them together, and say, just like Bechor and Bikurim only have the mitzvah b'fnei abayis, so to ma'aser sheni is only the b'fnei abayis. So Gemara says, the reason why they didn't suggest that is because mishum de'ikal mifrach, they could have asked the question, ma'la atzad ha'shava shebehen, the common denominator between Bikurim and Bechor, is shekein yeshba mitzad mizbeach. That Bechor, the blood gets sprinkled, the emurim get placed on the mizbeach, and the Bikurim, there's a Hanachal Mizbeach, as opposed to Ma'isa Sheni, there is nothing to do at all with Mizbeach, so therefore you could not have learned from the Bechor and Bikurim as a combination. It's only through the Gzeres HaKasev, through the Hekesh, that we know that Ma'isa Sheni is Talay on the Bias. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, Mai Kesavar, what was the thought? Mai Kesavar what? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, around 10 narrow lines down, Rashi says, Mai Kesavar Haitana, that Tana who felt, the Pshitale Bechor, it was so obvious to the Tana above that Bechor was a given, that Bechor is only brought Bizman HaMikdash. And the only other suffix, whether Ma'isa Sheni can be eaten also Bizman HaZeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. It was Pasha that Bechor cannot be brought Bizman HaZeh, but he had a suffix about Ma'isa. So what was he holding? That he was so clear about Bechor, but was unclear about Ma'isa. So Gemara says, "E kasava kedusha rishona kitchel ashaita v'kitchel asur lavo." There's a machlokas that appears here, like Gemara Megillah and Zvachim and elsewhere, that the kedusha rishona that was created, was that everlasting or not? Was it only temporary, l'shaita, or was it also lost lavo? So if he holds kasava kedusha rishona, the initial kedusha that was placed there, rishona kitchel ashaita, it was for that time, and also v'kitcha lost lavo, and it was actually there forever. So then, afil b'chor nami. So then, even there should even be a mitzvah b'chor bizman hazeh. Right? Again, he assumed that there is no mitzvah of a b'chor if there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what the Gemara says here, is even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, if there's at least kedusha on Har Bayis, and if you know where the Makom Mizbeach is, even though there's not actually a Mizbeach, you can bring a carbon, according to the Gemara in Tzvachim. Right? Just to bring it a little further, the Rambam holds, going off topic just to try to make this point clear, the Rambam holds in Hilchos Midim and Musafim that there's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh. It's a machlokas Rishonim whether or not there is. And the normal way to explain whether there's a mitzvah Bizman HaZeh of Sfiras HaOmer or not, it's dependent on whether you think Sfiras HaOmer is connected to the carbon Omer or not. you assume that Sefiras HaOmer is connected to the Carbon Omer, so there's no Carbon Omer anymore, so there's no mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer. But if you think that Sefiras HaOmer is an independent mitzvah, so who cares that there's no mitzvah of Carbon Omer anymore? Sefiras HaOmer stands alone, so there is a mitzvah of Bezman HaZeh Midraisa. That's the basic way. The Brisker Rav explained, for the Rambam you can't say that. Because the Rambam places the halachas of Sefiras HaOmer in the halachos Tamidim and Musafim, clearly indicating that Sefiras HaOmer is dependent on Karbanos. So you would think then, Bezman HaZeh, this should not be a mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer anymore. But yet the Rambam writes that there is a mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh Midraisa, even though it's totally on the carbon. Why? So he explains based on this idea that kitchul ashaitav and kitchul asulavav, that there's right now there's kedusha on the base of Mikdash, on the makam hamikdash. And if we were to know where that makam hazeh was, we would bring a carbon. So there's a chiyav. We have a chiyav to bring carbonos. We just technically can, because we don't know where the makam hazeh is. But there's a chiyav there. Since the chiyav is there, that means there's a mitzvah sfiras omer bizman hazeh bedraisa, because it's totally on the carbon. But there's a chiyav carbon bizman hazeh.
So we would have to build the mizbeach and bring a carbon. You can't bring a carbon on the ground, right?
Yeah, you know, if you knew where the makam hazeh was, you can, even though there's no mizbeach.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Gemara says here, if you assume kitchul ashaitav and kitchul aslavo, that there still is kedushas hamikdash on the Har Bayis, there should be a mitzvah v'chor then, also bizman hazeh, because there's active kedusha.
And
my sushani as well, both of them. So, but above he assumed that there certainly is no mitzvah v'chor bizman hazeh. So you can't be assuming that this kedusha lost lavo.
So why point to Lamam?
Gzeres HaKasav. The Bechor also is a Gzeres HaKasav. Even though there's Kedusha, the Torah tells us, there's certain psukim, that Bechor is Pater Bizman HaZeh, even though there is a base of Mikdash. Okay, so what he's saying here is that he clearly can't assume that there is a current Kedusha and there's a current Chiv, because then there would be a mitzvah Bechor also Bizman HaZeh. Now, Ikasavar, if he holds the other way, that Kedusha Rishona Kitchel HaShaita Velo Kitchel HaSalavah, that initial Kedusha that was there during the times the Beis HaMikdash was there during the Shaita, during that time, but it wasn't everlasting, so there is no current Kedusha. So then, Afilu Bechor Nami Tibai. So he should have asked the question as well by Bechor, right? Because he assumed, Bechor Nami Tibai. Let's look at Rashi here for a second. See, Rashi says, Halchi Garcina, and around halfway down Rashi's, Ikasavar Lo Kitcha Afilu Bechor Nami Tibai. In other words, Ikasavar Kedushas Habayis Bala. There no longer is kedusha in the base of Mikdash. He asked the meiser, "Hove ein tzarach bayis." Since the meiser sheni doesn't really require the base of Mikdash at all, imis achil b'yushalayim lefnei Hashem karina be'elo, is eating meiser sheni in Yushalayim sufficient, even though there's no base of Mikdash? So afilu b'chor nami ki agavna tibayle. He should have asked the same question by b'chor. Kegon b'chor shenizak damo v'charav habayis. We'll see this in just a moment. Let's say the b'chor was shechted, the Behemoth Torah, and you sprinkle the blood, and then before he ate it, the base of Migdash was destroyed. So now he has the basar, but now the base of Migdash is destroyed. So the Maisa, you don't need the Mizbeach anymore, because you already did what you needed to do. You did the Zrika. So now, is he able to eat the Bechor, because you don't need the Mizbeach anymore? So that's the Shaila that should have came up by Bechor as well, not only a Shaila by Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara ends up saying, Amar Avina, Ravina says, Liolam Kasavar Kitchel Ashaite Velo Kitchel Asulavo. The Kedusha was only temporary, and there is no active Kedusha anymore. V'hacha b'bechor, shenizak damo kodem chorban habayis, v'charav habayis v'adayim b'sarokai. And this is what Rashi was alluding to. That he sprinkled the blood while the base of Mikdash was still up. Then the base of Mikdash was destroyed. Now he had the basar. Can he eat the basar? And the Gemara, it was so obvious to him that of course you can't, because makshinon bisaro ladamo. There's a hekesh of the basar to the dam. What's the hekesh? Ma damo bimizbeach af bisaro bimizbeach. Just like dam, the blood can only go if there's a mizbeach, so to the eating of the basar can only be when the mizbeach is there, is up, and intact. So that's what he said. So that's why he never entertained that possibility. It was too so obvious to him that the basar to be eaten needs to have the base of mikdash up. And then furthermore, then he had a suffix, and he answered the suffix, umakish meiser lebechor. Meiser sheni is also connected to bechor through that gzeres hakasav. So now we have, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you can't eat any leftover basa from the bechor, and you also don't bring the meiser sheni anymore. Fine, everyone's with me? Now we get people here cuts, and it gets a little scary sometimes. So Gemara says, v'chid davar halameid v'hekesh, Chozer, Lamed Behekesh, is a klal. When it comes to the world of Kachim, we have different, just to go off a little bit tangent and to maybe wake people up a little bit here, the Gra writes based on the Medrash that there are different areas of halacha. Bein dam ledam, bein din ledim, bein nega lenega. So there's areas of din mamonis, and there's areas of tumah v'tara, and then the areas of what else does he break it down with? Isser v'heter. So those are the three categories the Gra explains based on the Pesukim and the Medrash. So there are different sets of halachas. We have a concept of lo yalfin and mamon mi isura. You can't learn mamon from Isser because the world of Isser has different set of rules that mamon doesn't follow. Or we have rov. When it comes to isurim, we have rov. But ain't holchim mamon achar rov. So each area of Isser v'heter, mamon, and tumah v'tara have different sets of halachas. So what we're saying here, so when it comes to the world of kachim, which is also another category, karbanos, there's a klal that doesn't apply to other areas. The klal is something in the world of kachim that's learned from one hekesh cannot then be used to apply to another hekesh. In other words, dam has to be only when the Beis HaMikdash is up, and we learn through a hekesh that the basar also can exist, only be eaten when the Beis HaMikdash is up. That's hekesh one. Now we're applying yet a second hekesh from that basar. We're saying ma'aser sheni can't be eaten either when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So we can't use two hekeshes in the world of kachim. So the Gemara asks, v'chi davar halamed behekesh, a concept that's learned through a hekesh, chozer umulamed behekesh, can that be learned from now b'chor a second avenue to teach us ma'aser sheni? So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Ma'aser dagan chulunhu. Ma'aser sheni is not kachim. It's chulin. So in the world of chulin, you're allowed to use a double hekesh. So Gemara says, okay, fine. But hanicha, that only makes sense, l'man da'amar basar lamar azlina. So now this case is interesting because the source is kadshim. Bechor is the source. Now what we're learning too is chulin, it's ma'aser dagan. So if you go based on what's being learned, the lamad, which is ma'aser dagan, if that's what tells us about which halachas you follow, then it makes sense to do a double hekesh. Because since the end, the goal is ma'aser dagan, which is chulin, you're allowed to use a double hekesh. But ella l'man damar.
How do you let him learn the chulin from the kachin?
It's a hekesh. The Torah connects b'chor to ma'aser sheni. So that once the Torah is a hekesh, there's nothing to talk about.
You say it has different rules. It's not going to work because it's a different set of rules.
No, but once the Torah connects them, so that hekesh overrides any other rules. So now we have a problem, though, because on one hand you have kachim coming into the world of chulin. So which rules are you going to follow? Are you going to follow the rules of kachim, where a double hekesh doesn't work? Or will you follow the rules of chulin, where it does work? So Gemara says, if you say you follow the lama, that which is being learned, the end goal, so the chulin, the ma'aser dagan, so this all makes sense. This is fine. But el laman that damar baser milamid azlina. If you follow the source, which is in this case Bechor is teaching halacha, so then Bechor is kachim, and we can apply double hekeshim in the world of kachim. Ma'ikel meimer, what are you going to say? So answers the Gemara, dam ubaser chadamilsi. When we initially said that we're learning from dam, you can only sprinkle dam if there's a mizbech. So that hekesh tells us baser also. That wasn't really a hekesh. Dam and baser is a package deal. So just like dam can only be when the Beis HaMikdash is there, so too basar can only be eaten when the Beis HaMikdash is. Not because of a hekesh, because it's a package. Dam and basar are one. So there's no original hekesh in the first place. So we have the concept now, b'chor can only be there b'fnei habayis, and through one hekesh we learn to ma'aser dagan as well can only be eaten b'zman HaMikdash. Okay, Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, kachi, kachim, v'chule. So Gemara asks a question, Tanina, Chada Zimna, we already learned this once before. What did we learn once before? That Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shelo Niftu. We learned this earlier in this Masechta, I don't remember which daf this was, that there's an Isser to eat Ma'aser Sheni that wasn't redeemed.
The first Mishnah of this parak.
Okay. What daf was that? Yud Gimel. Okay. So daf Yud Gimel. So we learned that it's Aser to eat Ma'aser Sheni if it wasn't redeemed. If you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, we said that you can't take ma'aser sheni. You have to bring ma'aser sheni to eat it in Yerushalayim, and that's mutter. That's a mitzvah to eat. But if a person is standing outside Yerushalayim, and he hasn't redeemed it, so that ma'aser sheni is aser to eat. So we already learned that once before in Daf Yud Gimel, but here in Daf with Yud Zayin, we had another listed again that ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten chutz l'choma, and you get malchus for this. So why are we teaching the same halacha of malchus in this very same parak? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Seifa B'Maiser Sheni. So the Seifa, our mission of Yudaf Yud Zayin, is teaching us Maiser Sheni Tahor V'Gavar Tahor. Where the Maiser Sheni was Tahor, and the individual is also Tahor. The Ka'achil Chutz L'Choma, he ate outside the walls of Yushalayim, that's where he gets Malkos. That's the simple case of eating Maiser Sheni Chutz L'Choma. The Reisha, Daf Yud Gimel, where we had the earlier mentioning of Maiser Sheni, that's where Maiser Sheni Tame V'Gavri Tame. Gavra Tame. Where both the food was tame and the individual was tame, the ka'achale b'Yushalayim, he's eating in Yushalayim, but since he is tame and the Maaser Sheni is tame, that's where why you get Malkus. Two different cases of Maaser Sheni resulting in Malkus. Now the Gemara asks him, Minalan de Machayev Aleh Mishum Tama. How do you know that a person is a chiv, there's a chiv Malkus for eating it b'tama? The sign of the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo biarti mimenu b'tame. So there's a pasuk that appears in the beginning of Kisavo. When you bring Maaser Sheni, we said there's a vidui Maaser Sheni. The individual goes, he brings his Maaser Sheni, and he has a whole confession. Now this confession, by the way, vidui, is very interesting because it's not really the typical vidui. When we say vidui in Yom Kippur, we say what I did wrong. Ashamnu baganu. Vidui Maaser Sheni, he didn't say he did anything wrong. He actually says he did everything right. I didn't do this wrong. I didn't do this wrong. I said everything. Everything was done right. But either way, it's called a vidui. So vidui Maaser Sheni, so part of the things he says is, lo biarti mimenu betame. I didn't burn it while being tame. Bain shani tame vahu tower. Whether I'm tame and the Maaser Sheni's tower. Bain shani tower vahu tame. Or maybe I was tower, but it was the Maaser Sheni that was tame. Either way, we see he testifies he didn't do that wrong. He wasn't eating it when it was tame. So that's the source of it. One cannot eat it when it's tame. Veheichan muzer al achila. Now, where's the source? Now, we said every single time that there's Malkus on a certain Isser, you need an Azhara, and you need also mentioning of the Onesh. So where's the Muzar? Where's the Azhara? Heichan Muzar, Al-Achila, En Yodea. He doesn't know where it's said that there's Azhara, the initial Azhara. So the Gemara says, Tumas HaGuf Behed Yiksif. The Tumas HaGuf is written explicitly, in which case, the Pasuk says, Nefesh Asher Tigabo V'Tamei Ad Ha'erev, V'lo Yocha Min HaKachim. So a nefesh, a person who becomes tame, he can't eat kachim, including Maaser Sheni, he can't eat. Elo Tumas Atzmo Minayin. Wait, you're talking about which one? Make sure I'm getting this correct. The Tumas Gufo, HaGuf is going on the person himself, I think, no?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and
Atzmo okay.
Is the
Maaser Sheni. Okay. So Tumas Atzmo, the Tumah on the Maaser Sheni, how do I know Minayin? How do I know it's Aser? Where's the Azhara when the Maaser Sheni becomes tame? The pasuk says, "Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha." You can't eat it within your gates. Ulahalan omer later on it says, "B'sharecha tochenu atame v'atar." You can eat it within your gates, both atame and atar. Now that second mentioning of it, which is osdalad here, I'm getting on the side. One second here is referring to, I think it's from Psulim Mekdashim, if I remember correctly. Psulim Mekdashim, which is a situation where you have a kadshim animal which has a baal mum. So now it has a baal mum, it's pasul. It's called psulei mukdashim. You have to redeem it. You redeem it, and that money is used to buy another carbon. That animal now, after it's been redeemed, is allowed to be eaten. No, is that right? That's allowed to be eaten bein tamei v'tahor. There's no halacha of tamei v'tahor. But now we learn through the gzeir shava here of sharecha sharecha, v'tanya, Rabbi Tanya, debay Rabbi Yishmael, afilu tamei v'tahor, ochlin b'kar achas, bein choshishin. So you can have even a person who's tameh and a person who's tahor eat together in one plate. And we're not concerned of what? The fact that they get tameh, we don't really care if they become tameh or not. So the Gemara says, the Kamar Rahman, the Torah says, Hayach tameh deshari lecha. Only by Psul Mekdashim is it permitted. Gavei tahor. The tameh person can't eat with the tahor person by Psul Mekdashim. But Hasam, Tar Hasam rather, but here by the case of Maaser Sheni, by the Gzeir Shava, we're saying Lo Suchal, he's not allowed to eat. So again, we're trying to figure out how do we know that when Maaser Sheni becomes Tame, there's an Isser. So the Gemara says, based on the Gzeir Shava, Sharecha, Sharecha, it says Sharecha by Psul Mekdashim, after it's been redeemed, Tame V'Tahor can eat together. It says in the Pasuk, again, one more time, Tochenu Tame V'Tahor. But when it comes to the Gzeir Shava, applying the same words, Tamei V'Tahor, to Maaser Sheni, it says, Lo Suchal Lechol B'Sharecha. You can't eat a Tamei and Tahor person may not eat, because the Tamei person might then make the Maaser Sheni Tamei, and it would be awesome for me, the Tahor person, to eat Maaser Sheni when it's Tamei. Okay, we're good? blank stares here. Okay, so I'm all good. Okay, fine. Hard stuff. It's always good as you go through Shas, when you come up, you know, across these hard concepts of Kudshim and Tumah V'Tahara and Zorim, you get a little bit familiar. You don't really fully appreciate it, but slowly over time you pick up more ideas and the things come together. So you get the best you can. I hope I'm trying to be clear, but it's a hard stuff. So the Gemara says now halfway down the page here, Uminalan de Bar Pidehu, how do you know that you're able to be Podeh? Podeh what? Rashi says, if Ma'is Hashani becomes Tameh, how do you know that you're allowed to be Podeh? So Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Eliezer, minayin lemaisa sheni shenitma shepodinosa afilu beYushalayim. If maisa sheni becomes tame, even in the walls of Yushalayim. Now, normally, it's usur to redeem maisa sheni once it enters into Yushalayim. But if maisa sheni becomes tame, then you're allowed to redeem it in the walls of Yushalayim. But how do I know? What's the source? Tamalomar, it says, ki lo suchal se'eso. What does se'eso mean? Ve'ein se'eso el achila. It means food. If you can't eat it, I'll read the pasuk in just a second, but the source is that I know se'es means food. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayisa masos me'es panav. And he carried these baskets, it was referring to with Yosef and the brothers, so that masal there was referring to food. So now we're plugging this into Ma'is Hasheni. The pasuk says, if it's so much fruit, you're trying to bring Ma'is Hasheni to Yerushalayim, it's too far away from you, you can't eat it anymore, then you're allowed to redeem it. So normally that pashas is that's referring to you're just so far away, and it's easier to redeem the food. But we're saying from here, it's far away and that you're not allowed to eat it anymore. If Ma'is Hasheni is tameh and you can't eat it, that's another lo suchal. And whenever there's a situation where you can't eat it, that means there's a heter to be poded. So normally, again, we apply the pasuk when you can't eat it because you're outside Yushalayim. That's why you can't eat it. So then there's a heter to be poded. That's what the pasuk is referring to. But this is telling us that there's another time that you can't eat it when it's tamei in Yushalayim. So since you can't eat it, then there's a heter to be poded there as well. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Asi, Minayin Lemais Hasheni Tahor. How do I know if Mais Hasheni is Tahor? Shepodin also afilu pepsia achas chus lechomer. That you're allowed to redeem it, even if you're just one step outside Yushalayim. I don't care, as long as you're somewhere outside Yushalayim, there's still a heter to be poded. Even if you're just one step away of Yushalayim, you're still allowed to be poded. How do I know? Gemara says shenemar kilo suchal seiso. So what do you mean kilo suchal seiso? You can't eat it. So, and when you can't, kilo sucha, we're not able to say so. We said it already meant achila. You can't eat it. So, one psia outside of Yushalayim is an isser to eat it. So then there's a head to be pulled it. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hi, mi baile lichter bi Eliezer. We learned from the pasuk kilo sucha say so, another din just before, that you're allowed to be pulled it when you're in the walls of Yushalayim if it's tummy. You can also learn the same halacha of when you're outside Yushalayim that you're allowed to be pulled it as well. Which halacha are you learning? Gemara says, if that were the only drasha of Ma'is Hasheni Shenitma in Yushalayim, Im Kain, if that were the case, Lema Kra, the Pasuk should have said, Lo Suchal La'ochlo, you can't eat it. Why Ma'is Se'esa? Why is it just strange word Se'esa? Be clear. So the fact that it used a strange Lashon Se'esa is telling us that there's yet a second drasha. We can learn both of these drashas. Both, if a person's outside the Yushalayim, you can be podet, and even inside Yushalayim, if it's Tamei, you can be podet as well. Gemara says, "Ve'ema kula l'hachihuda." So, how do you know? Maybe the entire pasuk lo suchal se'eso is teaching us just one halacha, not two. Gemara says, "Imkain, if that's the case, le'makra lo suchal litlo." It should have said, "You're not able to take it." Strange lashon there. Look at Rashi for a second. There's a Rashi here. It doesn't say Rashi here. But the fact that my se'eso shrami natarte, similar to what was going on before. I'm not entirely sure what that previous havamina was. But the fact that the word did change around tells us that there are two different drushas to be made here. Again, one is that you could be poded outside Yushalayim, and the other one is even in Yushalayim if it's nitma.
Why wasn't the fact that there was already an extra word enough to learn them out? The word is saying again, no, maybe it's all come to say one thing. No, that's the whole point of saying that there's an extra word to tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I thought the Gemara was initially saying. Also, I didn't get this. These last two lines, I didn't get why the Gemara was uncomfortable with the first suggestion. And there's no Rashi here. So I'm not entirely sure myself. Okay. Gemara asks, Yosef, Rav Chanina, Rav Hoshaya, Rav Kamibayle, Apischa de Yushalayim Ahu. Let's say a person is standing in the entrance, one of the gates of Yushalayim. Mahu, what's halacha at that point? can he be podet still, or it's too late? So pshita hu b'chutz maso b'fnim, if he's standing outside but the fruit are inside, kaltu mechitos, the mechitos ended, it includes the pears are now inside Yerushalayim, and it's too late, you can't be podet anymore. Let's say the individual standing inside the walls of Yerushalayim, but his fruit are still outside. Mahu, what's the halacha there? So Tanit Lahu, they taught him Hau Saba b'debei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, ki yirchak mimcha hamakom mimulecha. When it's far from you, what does it mean mimulecha? So you look at Rashi. Rashi, three wide lines down towards the end of the line, mimulecha. He says mikol milui shelcha, all your things that fill you up. Umasal shel adam chashav milu, and his burden, his package is considered his filling, if you will. Delo tema mimcha mimiktzascha dechol zman shirachok mimiktzascha yenifte el kiyirchak mimloa pada v'keshata shata b'fnim o masacha b'fnim lo rachok mamok mimlucha. Has to be either, if one of them are inside, whether it's the person or the fruit, that's not considered far. Milui means if both the individual and his package, his fruit, are far away, that's what milulecha means. But once one of them is inside the walls, whether it be him or the fruit, then it's no longer permitted to do a pidyon. Then the Gemara asks, Bai Rav Papa, Nakid Le Bikanya Mai. That's he holds it on a stick of some sort. What's the shaila? Look at Rashi, around eight lines up from the bottom. Bai Rav Papa, Hu Bifnim, V'nakid Maso Bikanya Aruch Mibuchutz. He's standing inside, but he's holding a long stick with his fruit hanging far away. So what's halacha? Mahu, Rashi explains. Kaven de la mamash al ksefahu, ain't a milu. Since it's not mamash on his shoulder, it's not considered his milui anymore. Harehu kimut al arts v'nifte, it's like it's placed on the ground and he's disconnected from it, so he can be poled to the fruit. O dilma kaven de nakal le maso, queen abe. But since he's still holding on to it, it's an extension, maybe it is considered his maso, and it's being dragged after him, it's considered as if it's in the side of the Yerushalayim walls, and would be also to be poled there. Gemara does have an answer and ends off in a teiku. Okay, I think now's a good time to stop. I think we lost a few people here. People have to do chazara. We'll stop here and pick up Mircha Hashem tomorrow night. Thanks.